This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. Home or away.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
We're going to be giving you inspiration on the book front. And on the line now is Sania Chagdai. She is the CEO and founder of The Wadi Tribe, a Dubai-based author who's written 6 books and during the pandemic has started offering online storytelling. Tell us, Sania, how and why did you start writing?
Hi, Helen. Well, the writing came, I'm a storyteller by nature, and when the children said, can we read these stories, it was a natural thing for me to do, is to take the storytelling and create books out of that, and it's been extremely enjoyable. So like you said, we have the company, The Wadi Tribe, and which is an edutainment company, which was very key for me when it came to writing the books as well, because we combine entertainment and education through different mediums like storybooks and animation.
When you say the education side, what are some of the messages or the kind of skills perhaps that you're looking to impart through the books?
Well, all the books would have social and emotional learning skills, which in some parts of the world could be emotional intelligence, mental well-being. So key messages like tolerance, anxiety, stress, teamwork, all of that would be tackled through different characters and storytelling within the books.
And tell us about some of the characters that have featured through some of yours, and do they make repeat appearances?
The first series that I wrote, The Adventures of Chi and Day, you've got two main characters, the chimpanzee, Chi the chimpanzee, and Day the dolphin, very unlikely friends. And they would have supporting characters like Shurf the guide turtle and Sulhafa, who is a shape-shifting turtle, well, the only one that I know in the world.
Hang on. You can't just say shape-shifting turtle and expect me to move past it. What does that entail?
I love that. What it means, Helen, is that so this particular turtle, his face stays the same, but he turns into different species of turtles depending on what story that you're reading. And it's a great way of kids learning or wanting to discover more species around them as well. He's a very wise old turtle. I personally love him.
Tell us about your writing space then, where you managed to get your work done.
I have this space in my home that is called the Enchanted Room. It's physically written on it as well. And it's designed in such a way that I have little fairies and I have my olive tree outside in the garden. So it overlooks this beautiful green space for me. And it's very enchanting space. So once I have the inspiration of a story, which is almost like a movie in my head, that's the kind of space that I like to go in and put pen to paper, as to say.
Now, I think there's a few misconceptions about writing children's books. I think we look at the pictures and we look at perhaps how the words might be sparser than in an adult book that could be, you know, 300 pages just covered in words. And we assume that they're easy to write. And that's not the case, is it?
The books, I think, if you know the magic word imagination, if you have that, that's the key to start writing a story. And once that sparks, especially if you're a child as well, it just flows. I think in my case, the most difficult job is of the editors, because when I send him the draft, he's like, okay, well, you've literally dumped everything on the paper. But for me, it hasn't been difficult. Once the imagination kicks in and I go into that space, it does flow very easily.
You're lucky. You know, we talk a lot about flow on this show. Actually, we were having a chat with Chef Vinou yesterday at Carnival by Tris. And I think when you are in a creative field, to be able to find that flow when time just slips by, it is the most magical thing. And it just shows that you're doing exactly what you should be doing in the world. So tell us then about what's been happening over the pandemic, because you've obviously, you're a writer and that's what you do and obviously what comes naturally. But storytelling, and you've been doing it online. Why did you decide to start doing that?
Well, a lot of the time I would do storytelling or author days physically in school as well. And with the pandemic, obviously the school closed as well. And I had a lot of inquiries, will you be able to do them online? 2 weeks later, having a crash course into how to do these online webinars, security being one of the biggest issues that I wanted to tackle as well. I got the storytelling sessions online for schools, but I also started doing it within through the company as well. And what happened was that I was genuinely surprised to see kids joining in from Japan, Singapore, Boston, New York, Pakistan, India, UAE, of course, then LA, UK and Ireland. And it just kept on growing. And we weren't advertising, but obviously the kids were speaking to each other about the storytelling sessions. And the wonderful thing was a lot of back to me and they said that's 40 minutes where we can actually go out, take a quick shower or have a cup of tea. That's our break because the kids are glued to you listening to the storytelling session.
There's also been a bit of an element of children in hospitals as well and offering some respite for them. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, that is. Oh, I love that part of my work, as they say. Where the other thing was for me, it's difficult enough for children to understand what's happening right now with the pandemic, especially if you're in a hospital. It's difficult with the illness. And so I reached out to a few hospitals. One of them is in California. And they've agreed to have the storytelling sessions in their internal network where the children can watch as they decide or choose to. And each storytelling session is like one chapter of the book because it's too long otherwise. And it just gives them a beautiful relief and transports them into a different world. And takes away from whatever struggles or pains that they might be going through. And most importantly, Helen, it puts a smile on their faces, which is so healing for me to hear.
Home or away.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
It's all about reading. And now in conversation with Shania. She is the CEO of The Wadi Tribe, an author and a bit of an expert in all things edutainment as well. Her storytelling sessions have gained a global audience from Dubai to India, Japan, Singapore, California and many more. And she started doing some online storytelling in hospitals, wanting UAE hospitals to get on board. So what would your goal be with this, Shania? What would you like to ultimately achieve?
With the books, storytelling for the hospitals?
For the hospitals.
Well, I would like to reach as many hospitals as possible, children's hospital, and to make a difference, starting with one child in the hospital. And if companies or individuals want to come on board and support as well, it would be great. One of the key things with having online storytelling sessions in hospitals is that you don't have to worry about a physical product, which might have the virus being transferred and stuff. And also perhaps have the books on e-Kindle as well for them to read as well. So any kind of support from the community, from the government that we can get to get these storytelling sessions to the hospital, that would be my ultimate thing for this thing, for the sessions.
Had a number of questions coming in on 4001 and the phone lines as well, 0487155500, including this one from Amarali.
I'm 13. I started screenwriting 2 years ago, but the biggest problem I find is trying to get connections and trying to get in workshops, because in the specific writing I'm in is very different than normal storytelling, and it's very hard for me to find opportunities. Can you help me to find something out? Thank you very much.
So a question there from Amarali, who started writing a couple of years ago. She's just 13. About, I guess, building that network and making sure your books are getting out into stores and into the right hands. Any advice there, Shania?
Well, you can go the traditional route where you get a literary agent and then the book goes to a publisher to see whether they will take the story on. The other option, which is becoming quite popular, is to self-publish your books on Amazon. There's definitely a lot of options through KDP over there, and they would have different marketing and advertising and a support team on Amazon as well. So for young authors, that might be a really good option to go that route, but ultimately it's their decision whether they want to go with the classic route or the self-publishing route.
And what did you do?
Well, I went to self-publishing, but I was lucky enough that I had the company, so we became a publishing company as well. And we have the books on Amazon, but the key thing for us was to have a very strong team of good editors and good illustrators as well. That's very, very key, because they would be able to help you guide how the book should eventually look and read for audiences, for your demographics and age groups.
And what next for you? As I said, 6 books already written. Is there another one in the works? I'm sure there is.
There is. There's loads, Helen, in the works. I've got seven. Two of them are actually at the final stages as well. I'm trying my hand at a preschool age group now, 2 to 5 years old. I've been writing books for 6 to 11 age group. So let's see how this one goes. But there's definitely more. And also we're in talks to see how we can get these stories animated as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure we can have lots to look forward to. What's the best way of getting in touch with you, to finding your books and hopefully watching some of the online storytelling as well?
Well, if you just go to the website, thewadithribe.com, there's a lot of information over there. We have summer activities like Stitch a Story as well, where you can verbally tell a story on a video and then it goes to another part of the world and the kid picks up the story from there. It's a great way of getting to know the person, but also their culture and stuff without actually having to physically travel. So there's lots of information over there. And if you're an aspiring author, you don't have to be my age to become an author. If you're a storyteller at the age of five, you can become an author then as well. So for all the young budding authors out there, you can reach out personally to me as well. I'll make sure I help you out. And if you want to read more about the books and the online storytelling session for hospital, all that information is actually on the website.
That's funny you should say that, because my five-year-old daughter wants to write a book with me. So we've started making them up when we go driving, but she wants to base it around two characters who are called Captain Bum Thunder and Princess Droopy Drawers. So I don't know if there's a market for this. You never know. Watch this space. Sonia, thank you so, so much. Really appreciate your time and all of the efforts for you helping the community. Wishing you and all the very best over the coming months. Stay in touch.
Home or away.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
How are you planning on keeping the kids entertained over the summer? We might have a solution for you. Joining us on the line now is Mala from Booktopia, also known as The Book Lady. How are you, Mala?
I'm good, Helen. So lovely to be back on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm really well, really well, thank you. I'm so, you know, I heard about what you're doing at Booktopia and my heart immediately was happy, because I think back to long summers in the UK, and even now, as a grown-up, summer is when I get my reading done. And that's because, you know, either we're on holiday or this year, maybe not. But we have a bit more time on our hands and we can indulge. We can look at that pile of books or look at what we bought on our Kindle and go, okay, now is the time to tackle it. Before we start talking about the reading challenge that you are setting, Children of the UAE, for anyone who hasn't been to Booktopia, how do you describe the store? What's it like when you walk through the doors at Festival City?
So it's also, it's my one word Wednesday. Wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Loving the positivity today.
Yeah, it is a bookstore. There's only books everywhere. It's a quaint, lovely bookstore, more because of the kind of people who come into it. It's become a very, Booktopia is an independent, community engaged bookstore to an extent that most of the customers are now our friends. We have a lot of collection of books which are very affordable for children, right from babies, you know, from 0 years up to adults. We have fiction, we have self-help books, we have science, we have anything books, and we are open to add on more books as and when our customer wants. So that's, and you've been to the store, Helen. There's a small reading corner there where we do our reading workshops. So that's it. It's just a quaint little bookstore at the West Festival City Mall.
It's interesting you mentioned the price there, because I get an awful lot of questions on my Instagram, because we are big readers in our house, and it's something that I'm really happy that my kids are enjoying books. It's my favourite part of the day is reading to them before they go to bed. And I get so many questions saying, where can we find affordable books? And I just wondered, how do you keep the prices low compared to some of the other stores?
I think it is also because we've been in an industry for so long. We've been in the industry for over 25 years now, and we have very good, you know, the relationship with publishers was already well-founded even before we came to UAE, though we are very new to UAE. We're just 3 years old in UAE. And also because we can source it less. And as I said, it's a community-engaged bookstore. And for us, it is a passion of reading books. And we thought the price points are just going to bring new customers, and it is just a fair price. I think I'm doing, you know, it's a fair price, I think, and it can happen. Only that this is how much books cost. Can I? Is that correct? That's it. It's the publishers have been very kind to give us a good discount, so which we hand on to our customers.
You're sharing your passion for reading. Yep. When you look back over the last couple of months, what kind of trends have you noticed? Which authors and genres are doing well right now in store and online as well?
Yeah, I've seen a huge... as usual, Julia Donaldson is rocking. She's on the top charts for the COVID has been Julia Donaldson. I'm like, oh my God, she's on top of the charts. And then a lot of self-help books. But I've also seen and a very welcome change. And I think this is a perfect platform to say that people have now, as the summer holidays have begun, people have moved on to series of books. Box sets like Harry Potter, Roald Dahl, and even early learning reading series, picture book series, and anything which is like book 1, 2, 3, 4, that has been, I've seen that as a huge positive trend, you know, that's increased. The sale of those kind of book series has increased, which is actually very positive.
We're launching a reading challenge over the summer for children. What do we need to know, Mala?
So all you have to do is, it's time that we pick up a book. We all have to get together to inculcate the habit of reading in children. So you have to log into www.mybooktopia.com. And there's this huge banner which says Summer Reading Challenge right on the homepage. Click on it, register your child, and you will get a Summer Reading Bingo. The Summer Reading Bingo has little tasks, Helen. You know, they're small, just to inspire a child, just to make the child think about the different genre or the categories of books that are there in ways that they can understand. And we want to encourage and motivate them to think of books that can fit into that task and read it and write it down on the bingo.
So I've seen the poster and I put it to my children over the weekend that this is our reading challenge for the summer. And they immediately started identifying books on their bookshelf that they fit into these categories. And it might be things like a book about a small animal or, you know, mum or dad's favourite, or a book about friendship, a book about a journey. When you put this challenge together, what kind of age groups did you have in mind, Mala?
Yeah, so we actually, last year when we launched, we started with children from 5 years. But this year, I consulted with my early year educationalist friends, and we thought, let's include children from 2 years, because parents start reading that at that age. There's a lot of bedtime stories, and we wanted to include them in that. So we divided it into two different groups, which is 2 years to 6 years, to 7 years, and then 8 years up to 13 years. So there are two huge broad categories, but we designed a bingo which can meet all age categories. So there are two different bingos, one for the category 2 years to 7 years, and the other above 7 years is a different bingo. But the task can, like for example, for a 2 year, 2 to 7 years category, there is a book about friendship. So the level of reading, the level of books can be different, but the category can be the same.
So I love this idea in terms of the different categories. I think it's great to have, as you say, have children thinking about the genres, have children identifying books on their bookshelf that fit into these different categories. And there's also a book log that comes. So as you go along, as you read those books to your children, or as the older kids, as they read themselves, they can log the books they've read through the challenge. So there's going to be some prizes as well.
Yeah. So we've had, Helen, so far around 2,800 registration.
Wow.
2,800 children have registered, and we want more children to to register. And can you believe the first week we had 724 children who sent back their bingos?
What? Already? Oh, we need to get busy in our house. I tell you what, people are reading faster than we are.
We are so impressed. You know, we're so impressed. People are using props, puppets. There are some books which I'm amazed. We don't have it at Booktopia. I've never seen that book before. And people are like, you should have that in the store. And it's amazing. It's very inspiring for us. So as and when children finish one row of tasks, they send it back to the email and they have spot prizes. And when they finish the entire bingo, it's just not me. There's a jury who's looking into reading each bingo sheet. There are authors in that jury. There's a publisher. There's educationalists. There's librarians. And I am there. So we are all, every day, the best job to have. Trust me. We are reading through the bingo and seeing what books children are reading. And we are choosing 3 children and giving them reading trophies.
trophies. My kids will do just about anything for a prize, but I think they'd be delighted to be reading. So we're talking, what kind of time period are we talking about as well, Mala?
So we started on the 15th of July, but we want to go take it up to 20th of August. Especially for the older children, they need time to finish certain categories. You know, like we are encouraging them to do a book series, but as I said, I've seen a huge trend in that. We also want that once you finish a full series of books, that said you're a reader for life, you will only want to go ahead. The children will feel encouraged to read more by themselves, because that's an achievement, right? Mm-hmm. To read a series of books, which has got 10 or 12 books. So for that, we have time till August 20th of this year. So you can join anytime. We want more children to join just for the fun of it, you know, just to attempt it. We've got this beautiful categories which will make children think. Just like it just doesn't have to go by bestsellers. What we are doing is we are promoting not only reading but also diversification of the reading habit.
I really love this. So this is mybooktopia.com, and as you say on there, there's a big banner that people can click into and get their bingo sheet. What are some of your favourite children's books that are in store right now? Some that, if
right
you're there, because you act as a bit of a book concierge, people can come in and say, you know, I want a book about friendship, or we're having problems with, you know, jealousy or potty training or, you know, school starting. What are some of your favourites that you're loving to recommend?
Okay, so for that, I've also started a separate thread for reading recommendations, which is also there on the website. But right now, as you mentioned, potty, there's this new book, which is called Goldilocks and the Three Potties. I love it.
Now, I'd just like to say we are talking about potty training on Sunday with Principal Lisa from Kangaroo Kids. So I will put this to her. She calls herself the potty lady. You're the book lady. This is all coming together beautifully.
She's a good friend too. And it's amazing. Goldilocks and the Three Potties. So Goldilocks, well, she tries Daddy's potty. It's so cute, you know. That's one book I'm reading now. And also reading a lot, reading Harriet Tubman for Diversification for Children. Mm-hmm. The Little People, Big Leaders. We can't, you know, I can't come on your show and not talk about Little People, Big Leaders.
They're just the most beautiful books. And my children are only 3 and 5, but we have the Maya Angelou, we have Amelia Earhart, and I would love to get more. And we've started giving them as gifts, actually, because they're just gorgeous ways of introducing children to these really big, important characters. But done in such a, you know, engaging and beautifully illustrated ways. They're just lovely. And you do series of those as well.
Yeah, and we also have an option which says a book that your parents read as children. So,
wow, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, because that's one of the tasks.
We're doing that right now. I'm introducing my children to the wonderful world of the Twits. So we're reading a couple of chapters every night. And last night they were delighted to hear about the hug-tight glue going on the branch and the little boys getting their trousers stuck to it, running away with their bottoms winking in the sun. So I think I love that category.
Option that says book that happens in your home country.
Ooh.
And so now this is engagement. Parents are talking to them about why they like that book and why the children should read that, you know. It's about this. It's also an opportunity for each child to understand their culture and ethnicity. So this is time for parents to introduce books from their country, from their culture.
The reading challenge is underway now. It's definitely not too late to get involved. Mm-hmm. You can go to mybooktopia.com and then click on the Summer Reading Challenge, running until the 20th of August, and prizes up for grabs. Mala, thank you so much for joining us. Happy reading, and we'll be catching up soon to just find out how many kids are busy reading over the summer. Judging by the response you've got, it is thousands. Well done.
I'm loving the videos and Instagram posts that I'm seeing. Children doing it with puppets, and we're just having fun. I think all of you should do join us and let's read, guys.
Couldn't agree more, Mala. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.